Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to RASi Earnings Conference Call to discuss the results for the fourth quarter of 2023. We have here with us today Mr. Fernando Mizara, CEO, and Mr. Percio Carelli, Director of the company. Please be aware that this meeting will be recorded and will have simultaneous translation into English. You can select the webcast with the desired audio at ri.rasiresidencial.com.br. During the meeting, all participants will be in listen-only mode for the presentation, and then we'll begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements that may be made during this presentation regarding the company's business prospects, projections, and operational financial goals are beliefs and assumptions of the management, as well as information currently available to the company. Future considerations are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. General economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the company's future results and may cause them to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. I would now like to give the floor to Mr. Fernando Mizara, CEO. Please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you. 2023 was an important turning point in RASi's recent history. As stated in But Relevant Material Fact released on December 7th, we took an important step towards the continuity of the company. This was achieved with the ratifying sentence of the First Court of Bankruptcy and Judicial Recuperation Court of São Paulo regarding the company's judicial reorganization plan, which was approved at the General Creditors Meeting held on November 8th. This plan provides a global and definitive solution to readjust RASi Group's cash flow, maintain its operational normality, and resume the expansion of its activities. With the approval in place, a 15-day window commenced for creditors of the judicial reorganizations to choose their preferred payment method, which ended on December 28th. With that, the company wrapped up the 2023 year with a clear outlook, aware of its obligations, thus confident in its ability to meet future payment commitments to its creditors. The approval and ratification of the company's judicial reorganization plan yielded important implications in 2023 financial statements, with a reduction in current liabilities by 44% YoY and a net profit of 256 million. Regarding the operational results, we sustained strong sales performance in 4Q23, consistent with what was seen in 3Q23, with gross sales nearing 10 million, representing, however, a noteworthy increase of 153% as compared to the same period of the previous year. Moreover, cancellations saw a 53% decrease YoY, while maintaining a high resale efficiency rate of 91%. These terminations are directly tied to the company's endeavor to monetize its delinquent accounts receivable. We remain focused on our cost reduction strategy, and our team has been increasingly striving to improve the performance of our operational indicators. This has led to an 18% reduction in our commercial expenses in 2023 as compared to 2022, I'm sorry. We closed the fiscal year with a cash balance of over 17 million, reflecting the results achieved during 2023. We are aware, however, and confident that we must maintain efficiency and control in cash management which initially will be allocated to meeting payment commitments outlined in our judicial recovery plan. These figures depict a positive scenario, paving the way for us to soon embark on a new phase of the company, potentially initiating new projects and attracting new investors. Lastly, it's worth mentioning the unwavering commitment of our team, who have been diligently working over the past year to secure approval and ratification of our recovery plan.
Now we will begin the presentation by slide 2 that operates the sales from the company. On the upper part of the slide, we see that gross sales reached 9 million this fourth quarter, 453 above the same period of the previous year, when the performance was affected by the judicial recovery's request. After deferring that request and approval of it, the company has achieved success in reducing the units. Units that were blocked, what explains the improvement of performance in this last quarters. With that, we also maintained our sales around 8%, a level similar to what was seen in second and third Q23. When we analyze 2023, we see that the sales reached 36.4 million reals in Ross's share, a 28% share drop when compared to 22. This drop compared to 2022 is directly connected to reduction in inventory, as the company has finished the launch developments until 2017, and we maintain a conservative stance in regard to new launches. In the lower part of the slide, we emphasize the participation of units delivered that represent 100% since all the developments have been delivered. And we also show the geographic distribution of the sales, emphasizing the non-strategic regions that represent 78% of the total sales in the quarter. And many of them were in Rio de Janeiro state. Now, slide 3 in the upper part, we show cancellations throughout the last 15 months. In 4Q23, cancellations were 3 million gross a share, a volume that was 25% higher than we saw in 22, which was much less increment than what we saw in gross sales. And if we compare that with what we saw in the three previous quarters, we see a relevant reduction, although gross sales stayed on the same level because of the agreement with Caixa Econômica Federal that enabled us to resume the products that have been financed by that institution. In 23, cancellations were 23 million, very different from last year. And this difference reflects how the company prepared itself for the judicial recovery in 2022, when we had more cancellations. Cancellations are directly associated to the effort of the company to monetize its delinquent accounts receivables, and the total of units that were canceled last year. On the lower graphs of that slide, we see the distribution regarding the stage of the developments and where these units are. On the next slide, we see the profile of the inventory with a total PSV of 112 million gross share. Besides the natural effect of net sales, there was a decrease of 1 million in our inventory related to the price variation of these units that have been canceled. They came back to the company and they will be sold by their current value. On the upper right side, we detail the inventory according to the week of launching. And on the lower part, we see that the ready units represent 100% of our inventory, and 51% of this same PSV is in non-strategic regions. Now I give the floor to Percio, our director, to provide his considerations regarding the financial performance of the company in this quarter. Thank you, Fernando. Good evening. Good morning, everybody. Going on with the presentation, slide number 5, we show what happened with debt evolution. After the company conducted the process of restructuration and paying our debts with Bradesco, Banco do Brasil, and Itaú, we did in the fourth quarter 2023 one more important step on this process with the ratification of the plan that impacted in the reduction of indebtedness in 23, since a relevant volume of our debt will be paid during the judicial recuperation. In this 4Q, our debt is of 163 million, and the balance of FSH, SFH is, as you can see, with a 48% reduction when compared to the previous quarter. In the lower part of this slide, we show the evolution of cash in the last 15 months that reached 18 million in December, with a positive variation of 125% vis-a-vis what was seen in the same period of the previous year. And this increment in cash is related to the increase in gross sales that we saw in the last 9 months of 23 that impacted volume of payouts and the settlements done by our customers. Now, slide number 6, we show on the upper part the evolution of transfer speed of the company that in this quarter reached 24%, a 5 PP reduction as compared to 3Q23. When we analyze in absolute terms the volume of signature of new agreements and settlements, we can see that it was 5 million of payout in this quarter, going back to the level that we were at in the first two quarters of 23. Now, the lower part of the same slide, we see that cash inflow reached 9 million this quarter, representing 29% increase vis-a-vis 4Q22, when the commercial performance was negatively impacted because of the judicial recovery plan. So here, the cash inflow is aligned with what we see in the first quarters of that year, especially because of the volume of sales that we saw. We hope that when the judicial units are able to be sold, we will improve that, and we will see, and when the judicial mortgages are liberated, so to say, we will improve that. And the company has delivered everything that has been launched. So there is no cost in developments. Slide 7, we show the results metrics. On the upper left side, we see our net revenue that had a total of 16 million in 4Q23. In the last 12 months, the net revenue was 19 million, as compared to minus 34 million that we saw in 22, since we had a high number of cancellations regarding the judicial plan. On that slide, on the left lower side, we show G&A that was on the same level of 22, in spite of renegotiation and internal revisions in 4Q23. We took actions related to G&A and to the discounts we obtained in the judicial recovery plan that impacted our G&A in 4Q23. And at last, on the lower right side, we see the net income in the last 12 months, 256 million, significantly higher if you compare to the negative result of 427 million in the same period of 22. besides reflecting the increase in gross profit, this contemplates the result of the reorganization plan of the company, restructuring its assets that suffer discounts and can be paid further in the future. Now I give the floor to the operator to begin with the Q&A session. Thank you. We now begin the Q&A session. The questions can be asked by text using the Q&A icon available at the bottom of the screen. To ask your question, simply click on the icon and type your question, which will be read and answered by our speakers. Remembering that to ask questions via text, simply use the Q&A icon available at the bottom of the screen and type your question, which will be read and answered by our speakers. To ask questions, simply use the Q&A icon available at the bottom of the screen. Type your question, which will be read and answered by our speakers. As there are no questions, we give the floor back to the company for their final considerations. Thank you. We will then finish this call, thanking again our team, relentless, and our co-workers that are anxious towards the future and aiming at meeting the needs of our judicial reorganization plan, always looking at the promising future of the company. Thank you all. Thank you. The rest of this call is now finished. Have a good day.